This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello, you guys. We get to talk today on this mini episode about finding compassion and kindness this time of year. Oh my gosh, these words are absolutely necessary. We have this full-fledged darkness over the Northern Hemisphere. We have people who are cranky at stores. I know that I saw my son almost get run over by somebody in a parking lot the other day, and they had a church sticker on that I was like, oh my gosh, like you were just like, get out of the way, little boy. And I was like, okay, this is what we've become. Like he was totally fine, guys. He was a type six. You know, he was not going to get run over. Like he was troubleshooting right away. But he's a little ninja. But the truth is, like, if you're in this time of year with me or whenever you're listening, you know, people can be cranky. You know, in marriage especially, there's this kind face that can get put on with everybody else. And, oh, I need to make sure I buy this package and, you know, give this person their present and this teacher gift over here or coach or, you know, honor this person in my church or community. Like, and then we come home and it's just like, you know, oh my gosh, I got the worst imagery just now. I literally thought about that show with gosh, Al Bundy. Oh my gosh, remember that show from the 1980s? I just want to forget that forever. Or like Beavis and Butthead, like these people who are just like not really there or present and playing video games all day, not doing anything healthy or good. And I know I'm calling some of you out right now or your spouses where you're like, yeah, I do that. I come home, I flop on the couch. I don't say hi to anybody. But when I'm out, I'm just like dazzling. So notice with me, like, where is my compassion and kindness going? And how can we bring that home more? So I'll take you through this really quickly, type by type, but quickly, I'll give you some baseline tips. And even before that, I will remind you of some ways to come into kindness and fun. And that is, we're going to have two things. One of them is our Enneagram and Marriage course. And right now there's a $100 coupon off of that course if you want to just make a fun marriage memory with each other and enter my course January 11th. Or if you want to make sure that you just do this for your marriage where you're like, I want to get healthy. It's going through Krista's new book. You maybe have my book and you're like, I don't know where to start or I'm not motivated. I'm going to go right through it with you. So I will get you going. I will refresh you with this book and give you some tools. So that could be a fun gift that you bring to your spouse for a kind way to say, like, I'm working on myself. Trust me. Another fun way is we also have our last of the year coupon for our mystery dinner game company. I have a friend playing one tomorrow night. Wes was actually trying to get in on the game, but we're doing something else. I'm like, Wes, I'm not going in on my friend's game. She didn't even ask us. He's so social. She's playing with her family. But they're going to have hopefully so much fun playing one of our games. And we have a coupon of the holidays, just the half off during the holidays. It's called Half Off Holiday. And you can get half off your game at SlopperSleuths.com. So those are a couple of things I have going on to hopefully feed your soul a little bit for some more kindness. Because we know when we're happy and we have joyful vibes that we bring those to others. So make all of this your springboard of gratitude, along with a few other things I'm just going to super quickly go over so that you can hear your type by type tips. So the super quick things, you know what they are: relationship window of tolerance. How are you sleeping? How are you eating? How are you making sure to get a little bit of fitness in? I know at this time of year, especially if you're listening during the Christmas season, you're not probably thinking about tons of that. But what are some ways you're feeding your own soul spiritually? Are you having time with God? Are you allowing that space to just connecting? And so it's a great gift to have a space creatively with God of your own to just rest, to maybe pray, plan, dream, journal, let out lament, hopefully come back to some gratitude. So these are my baseline tips for all of you. When you have these baseline features in your life, you're so much less likely to come into a space of criticism, contempt, defensiveness, stonewalling. These are John Gottman's Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's a cheeky nod to Revelations for those of you who don't know. But I think that it's important as the number one marriage researcher to be able to say, you know, here he's taken this time with his wonderful team and look to see that if we don't acknowledge what we're doing wrong, even though it's hard to see it sometimes, we will not be able to do better. So these are the things to avoid. And now we'll step into bringing kindness and compassion into your relationship uniquely type by type. So if you're type one, I want to make sure you know bringing kindness and compassion in for you looks like allowing the criticisms and even the complaints to rest, because we really know that a 20-to-1 ratio of positives to negatives is best. And for most ones, it's really much, much higher than that because they see errors. So just knowing, hey, I'm a one and I want to be kind and compassionate. So I'm going to come away from a judging space and I'm going to join my people wherever they're at, whether they're lamenting or joyful or they're doing a chore. I'm going to do my own body work and my own work that I mentioned before this so that you can just be with them versus judging them. So I know you have a gift, but like I said, toning it down is a really good way to allow your gift to be seen for what it is versus seen as nagging. Oh my gosh, your spouse is going to be so enthralled with you when you can do that. They're going to be like, wow, you appreciate me. You love me. You support me. And you're going to see how it makes you feel better to be kind and compassionate and just meeting people where they're at. Now, two is you come in with a lot of kindness and compassion. During the holidays is a time when you come in even more. So for you, I want you to allow yourself to ask that question. What is yours to do? Don't cross any boundaries that aren't yours to do. If it's not yours to do and somebody else could do it, or there's a few good shoulds out there. We try not to always should, but if it's a good should, don't do it. All right. Now, if it's a good should for somebody else, don't do it. If it's a good should for you, you can do it. But for type threes, make sure that what you allow for is some space to just be less harsh, a bit softer, even though I know you have a lot of compassion and your family just doesn't always know that. They're like, oh my gosh, like you're so harsh. I don't feel the feelings behind. And you're like, oh no. I'm like five steps ahead of you. There's so much love wrapped up into this. So I'm just going to ask you to pause a little, take it a little slower, allow them to know what's going on internally for you as you quotes help them, because they're thinking it's not helpful. I just want you to be with me. I just want you to support me with compassion. And you're like troubleshooting, goal getting. And so just being slowing down and yes, being in that suffering, as we heard from our wonderful guests on Monday, the Allenders, like knowing how to be together. Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. For your three or with your three or as a three. Now, as a four, again, you have this heart space of kindness, compassion, but oftentimes you have an agenda for what you think somebody needs. You have a lot of one in you as a four. So you're like, okay, yes, totally. I get it. I'm here. Here's what you need to do. So I want you as a four to let people know that. And some of you will be better at that than others. But just if you're in a space where you could be leaning into that, like, I'm going to tell you what to do because I'm feeling it. Understand not everyone has the same chemistry as you. And this is where I'm really getting with everybody is we all have a different moment or time of the month or day of, just like, oh, this is a hard day for me. This is a good memory day for me. I'm triggered. Like everybody has a different, unique lens. So when you're looking at that biome, if you will, you have to also look at my advice might be super deep, super applicable here. And really, I know it's going to work because I'm a four and I'm so good at going to the depths. They don't want any advice. They just want the sitting with. They just want the lament. You're going to be good at this, fours. This is kindness and compassion for you. And it's not just about you here either. As you can see, I'm still having you lean into others, which is good for fours. Now, fives, a lot of the time when you do come out, you're like, that's already it. Okay, I'm out. That's it. But for fives, coming out and actually attuning and being with is so good because your kindness and compassion still aren't seen when you come out. They aren't seen in the way that you might say, I'm here, but people can tell when you're not really there. They can tell when you're just like present, but you're not active. So what can you do that won't kill you? That's a funny but good question, because fives are always like, sorry, that's gonna like take me down, and I've already thought that through. Absolutely not. But like, well, what's something you could do in this family relationship, in this social time, whatever you're in, that won't take you down all the way, but that will allow you to still care, to show love, and to be in with some energy. And remember, this energy comes back to you when you give it. So give it, but give it wisely. Don't give it to everybody. Give it to the people you need to give it to. Okay, so sixes, you guys love to give energy. That is not your problem. But for kindness and compassion, make sure you also allow for your partner to have their experiences. Allow them to be who they are. Allow them to have their own desires and their own reasons for doing things, even especially over the holidays, to be able to say, you know what? That doesn't make sense to me. I'm a troubleshooter. I think we should go this way. As a bit of a contrarian, I'm going to challenge that. Instead, take a deep breath. Allow them to be. Allow them to nurture themselves a little with what they feel they need, and allow yourself to do the same with you if you're triggered. So don't ask for all the triggers to be met by them. Come back to that advice I gave about God. Come back to that advice, even though that takes some faith. You'll meet that with courage. I believe that. Okay, as a seven, I want you guys to understand, for sevens, we might think again, oh, kindness, so easy. Yes and no. The no part that we can work on together is that sevens are thinking about how to make sure to do the next thing, how to carry forward the next motivational speech they're going to give. Hello, me right now, or to help somebody along with their joy. But sometimes they need to just pause and reflect on what's actually the way to read the room around them to see what's happening. And that takes a slowing, which is sometimes so scary for us. So find a healthy way to self-soothe. It might even literally just be a few deep breaths, and you're in, and you're feeling around in the room for what needs to be done, and you're going deep, and you're not just reframing everything. This is true compassion, sitting in that suffering and not moving away from it. Now, eight, I know that you're really good at like defending the suffering of your spouse and family, and like making sure they feel like well covered and supported, and like you've got their back. But being a good listener also applies to you, just like it does with sevens, making sure that you are here for the whole ride, not just the quick, what are we going to do? This is what you need to do. I'm powering you through this. But to be like, okay, now here's the part where we just sit and wait. Here's the part where we're just quiet. Here's the part where I don't run off and do another thing. Here's the part where I comfort you and let you co-suffer with me. Again, Dan Allender's episode, amazing to check out on from Monday, where he's an eight talking about doing this and how hard it is. Now, sometimes there's family of origin stopping you from wanting to be vulnerable. So know that I get it, but keep doing this work. It's wholly good. And yes, it's disruptive in a good way. Now, nines. Oh my gosh, you guys. So you've been patient. So, or you fast forwarded, which I'm fine with either. But I want you to understand that your advice goes a little bit in the opposite direction in such a good way that your kindness and compassion needs to be more to yourself. And I know this because I've already had sessions with two nines today. I am a pro right now, and I live with a nine. I'm going to go hang with her right after this. I have to finish up the very last minute of the Christmas shopping, if you can imagine. And some of you are probably right there with me. Others of you are horrified. And every bow is decorated perfectly. Okay, our bows are not bad, but I will say that we're not quite done with the shopping the way I thought we would be. But anywho, we are in that space with nines of like, okay, you love others, you merge with others. Melody said something so interesting to me the other day. I said, oh yeah, I didn't know you felt this way about that too. And she goes, I don't. I was just merging with you. And I was like, oh, Melody, I'm so glad you just told me this. But like, oh my gosh. Like, so it's a process for you guys of, knowing you don't have to merge if we're frustrated, upset, maybe even joyful, like allowing yourself to take a few minutes, like I said to the twos, of what's going on with me. I don't want to connect so fully with others that I'm such an empath that I'm carrying it all. How can I establish boundaries, even if it means just like, hey, I'm going to walk away, or I've given them a few minutes, now I'm coming back in for some self-care. So it's a both and for you. And I know we like our simple tips, but this is not a simple tip for nines, because it really requires and involves you saying both, I love people and I'm not going to go away in my comforts all the time, as well as, okay, I've given you enough. I've maybe even merged a bit much, and now I need to go get my body work in, take care of me, and Please don't feel guilty to take care of you. This is a huge gift to your family because you're awake and alert for them and you're really on so you can be a justice person. So we love that, but give that kindness and compassion to yourself so that it's a both and for you. So anyway, I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before then. I'm going to be doing episodes next week that are, one of them is probably going to be a replay because my friend, dear Amy Wicks, was just reminding me of our hilarious time we had talking about while you're sleeping. And then also we have our fun prayer episode with Scott Kudersha. Oh my gosh, his best-selling book was off the shelves at Amazon. And I just want to bring you the wisdom he shares for not just premarital couples, but couples of all ages needing intimacy. This is a dark time of the year. So coming together, bringing light together through the vulnerability of prayer. But yes, I ask questions about manipulation. For those who are wondering, like, what do I do if my spouse always manipulates me through prayer? I've got you covered. So anyway, can't wait to get to that. But in the meantime, got to finish my Christmas shopping. Hopefully you will get yours done too. And you know, we have these two purchases for you if you have room left for marriage items. So make sure you grab those fun things in our show notes too, our game coupon and also our class coupon so that you can truly bring the very best joy to your family as well. So have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.